Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver. Welcome to Stock Talk, where we help investors understand more about investment opportunities in the capital markets. I'm Cindy Broad. Today, I'm very excited to be broadcasting from the floor of the Vancouver Fall Home Show at the Vancouver Convention Center. I'm going to be joined by the dynamic duo behind the newly launched Hey Brian app. CEO and founder Lance Montgomery and Brian Baumler, Canadian HGTV personality and one of the country's most trusted contractors, will be joining me shortly. The new Hey Brian app is a peer-to-peer marketplace app connecting independent contractors and consumers with everyday home service needs quickly and conveniently, all through your mobile device. Hey Brian Media recently started trading on the Canadian Securities Exchange under the symbol HEY. Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy day today, you guys, to join us. We really appreciate it. Lance, as CEO and founder of the company, can you tell me a little bit about your background and your expertise and what sort of drove you to get this idea happening?
Yeah, actually, my background, I actually went to school for the trades. I went to carpentry school for about 2.5 years, so I'm a pretty handy guy. What kind of spurred this idea was I came home one day and my dishwasher was broken, and I just went through the same fumbling that everyone else does and tried to find someone to fix it and got frustrated and saw there was an opportunity in this small task market to put some technology around it and bring a platform like Hey Brian to the market.
Excellent. Okay, great. Brian, you're a very trusted contractor in the country, and congratulations on your HGTV success, Island of Brian, one of the most viewed series so far on HGTV, which is fantastic.
I think the one, yeah, it was it. It was a big hit.
Yeah, no, it was great. Your reputation matters, obviously. So can you tell me a little bit about the criteria that you're looking for when you're thinking about putting your name behind something and why that's important to you, what you're looking for?
Well, I think, you know, any of our partnerships or businesses we get involved with have to be organic. They have to make sense. It has to be, you know, something that's already in my garage or wheelhouse. You know, in discussions when I first met with Lance and we talked about the idea and I said, you know, every time I walk down the road, I hear, hey, Brian, hey, Brian. Right. It just made a lot of sense. The management team is great. The goals are great. The business model going forward is great. The opportunities in the market are massive. You know, we hear from homeowners on a daily basis that this is a huge need for them. You know, it's changing the market as well, bringing the younger generation in, you know, that everything has to be tech. It's combining the trade and the tech worlds together. And it just, like I said, everything made sense. We went through, ticked all the boxes, and I said, hey, Lance, let's do this.
So just on that note, can you tell me a little bit about how you guys ended up coming together for this business endeavor?
Yeah, it was, you know, originally I had named the company FastTask Technologies. You know, doing some research in the cost to market and having a reputable brand and a trusted name, I thought, you know, tying a celebrity to this would make a lot of sense. And with Brian being the most trusted, you know, HGTV handyman in the industry, I figured, you know, what better name than Brian? So I actually sent a small little sales pitch on a contact us form on his website, and that's how we got connected. And then we met in Toronto, and here we are.
That's fantastic.
First date. It was love at first date.
Perfect. So, Brian, can you tell us a little bit about the Hey Brian app and its features and how it works?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, once you download the app, the homeowner that's looking for a task to be completed, looking for an expert in their area, puts in those criteria, and it essentially connects you directly to someone in your neighborhood that is an expert in that field, that has the availability, that is looking for that type of work. So it really is a connection app.
Fantastic. Lance, can you elaborate a little bit about the technical side of how the platform works?
Yeah, I think the easiest way to describe it is Uber for home services. Perfect. So, you know, the way the platform is built is our job as a marketplace is to connect two people. We have a back-end database of home service experts who are skilled in different categories. As a customer, I have the ability to book somebody when I want on my schedule. It's very clear on how much I'm going to spend. It's all based on ratings and reviews. I'm given the opportunity as a customer to rate the actual quality of the work of the expert that comes out. And basically what it does is it ties everything together and puts it in a seamless app. The other piece is no money changes hands. So people don't have to sit around with a checkbook and be very unaware as to what they're going to pay. It's all done through the app.
Excellent. You recently announced that you had partnered with Certn. Can you explain a little bit more to us about that and how that looks as far as the business goes?
Yeah, I think having the ability to put these experts through a vetted process and ensure that we're doing our due diligence to vet them, it was important we found a partner that could do that for us in real time. The reason we chose Certn is because they were able to tie directly into our app, so the user experience is a flow through. They go through the process using AI to do identity verification based on them taking a selfie and a picture of their front and back of their driver's license, which gives us ID and criminal check and credit check. And then in partnership with our payment processor, that gives us bank account verification and stuff as well.
Excellent. Well, that's great because you can hire people that you're confident and comfortable with and invite them into your home feeling Certn that they've been properly verified. That's fantastic. Brian, can you let us know a little bit about what you look for in a contractor? I know that in the app, eventually they can get rated differently and certified by Brian. Is that right?
So, I mean, essentially what we look for when we vet someone, initially it's narrowing down the search and making sure we're populating the app with people that are licensed, insured, well-referenced, their background checks have been done, they have a history of quality work, and as they work their way up and get more and more reviews as well, then they can apply for that next step where they're kind of singled out in the crowd. So you want to make sure if you're bringing someone into your home, you know exactly who that is, if they're actually coming through the threshold of your door. So we give you the comfort knowing that we've done all that background work, we've connected with the people and done the background checks on them.
Excellent. Okay, Lance, you've currently launched in Vancouver and Toronto. So can you tell investors a little bit about what the expansion plans are for the company, say, in the next 3 to 6 months, what milestones they can look for you to be hitting?
Yeah, I think in 2020, in the next year, we would like to be in every major urban center across the country. A lot of that will be based on data. We don't have hard milestone dates at this point yet, but we're going to let the data tell us where the demand and need is and what makes the next logical step for us to launch.
Okay, are you looking at any centers in particular that you think might be a target?
Yeah, I think Calgary and Edmonton would probably be our next launch, and then slowly make our way across the country. We started in Vancouver as a beta launch, went to Toronto, and Toronto was really our test market because obviously Brian's brand is very well known out there, and that's taught us a lot and allowed us to expand the platform accordingly.
Okay, so how scalable is this as far as you see it?
It's scalable anywhere. This isn't a Canadian play. It's not a North American play. This is a global play. Brian said it best in an interview quite some time ago is, people's homes are their biggest asset. And research lately is saying people are staying in their homes longer. So the maintenance side of the business is huge. And it relates to any market, any country. So it's as scalable as it can be.
So can you tell me a little bit about in this sector, what does that landscape look like? Is there competition out there for you? How are you positioned to really take advantage of the opportunities in this space?
Yeah, like any industry, there's always competition. I think what we bring to the market in Canada is we are kind of the only one with an endorsed celebrity name behind it that gives that consumer confidence. There's not really any competitors that are completely app-based end-to-end in Canada. I think there's a ripple tide effect happening in the U.S. Google and Amazon are doing beta tests in the home services space. There's quite a few players in the States. For example, TaskRabbit got purchased by IKEA recently. So I think there's a huge opportunity in the market and we're positioned very well for Canadian domination.
Excellent. So I read some press releases recently that you have really been beefing up your management team. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the talent that you've acquired that gives you an advantage?
Yeah, I think, in looking at our team structure, we wanted to ensure that we had some seasoned professionals in the industry. We recently added a new CFO, Blair Jordan. He comes from Echelon Wealth Partners as the head of banking there, so he gives us a lot of capital markets experience and really helps us with the next phases of funding. He was a key component. We also just added Ken Dobell, who's our CMO. I actually used to work with Ken quite some time ago. Ken was part of the startup and launch of Monster.com, so he understands this gig economy, and he understands marketing end-to-end, so he was a key piece to the puzzle.
Excellent. Can you tell us a little bit about why you made the decision to go public? You went public on October 3rd, is that correct? October 4th? Okay, well, and congratulations on that. But what led you down that path and to the public sector?
I think, the opportunity is ripe to take over the Canadian market. And going public gave us a vehicle to, get access to funds and to grow the business in a way that we need to, which is quickly. So it just made logical sense for us as opposed to continuing down the seed route.
Okay, so Lance, if you had to leave our investors with one thing in particular in regard to your stock, can you tell me a little bit about your stock position at this point and what they can look forward to and why they should put Hey Brian on their watch list in the next few months?
Yeah, I think it's exciting times. You know, we're currently sitting at 20 cents or 21 cents right now. We've got a lot of really exciting plans coming up. If I was an investor, I think given the market right now, given, Hey Brian in my mind is a bit of a recession-proof business. The home maintenance space is something that is never going to go away. And when times get tough in the markets, people will put their money into other means. And home maintenance is one of those things. But I see exciting times ahead. And we're a good buy.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you so much. Brian, is there anything else that you'd like to add for investors as well as users for your platform?
On the user side, codes are changing. We're moving towards net zero codes coming in shortly. Reducing maintenance costs, increasing the efficiency of homes, all these things are more and more important. And people need access to maintenance experts and construction and trade experts to come into their homes to do these things, to turn their home from a liability into an asset. As more and more technology comes out at the home, again, we're going to be adding more experts and integrating more technologies like the Hey Brian app and technologies into our home. So, this is everyone needs housing. Everyone needs to maintain the housing. That's never going to change. It's only going to grow. So, there's lots of exciting things in the future.
Excellent. Thank you so much, you guys, for taking the time out of your very busy home show schedule. It's always fun to be in Vancouver. Brian, we love welcoming you to Vancouver as well. So, excellent. Well, thanks for joining us. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Stock Talk. Once again, I'm Cindy Broad for Stockhouse Media from the floor of the Vancouver Fall Home Show.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.